Don't say that second T, Trev. Tell you.
Hello and welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talkin' Baseball, where we've been doing an episode a day every day until opening day. Today we are talking about your Toronto Blue Jays, ranked 10th by our audience. That's before Joey Votto signed a minor league deal to try out for the major league team. So maybe people change their minds finding out all of that. But I'm excited to talk about the Blue Jays. Jake, they lost some guys. They got some guys. Do tell.
They were in the offseason. And they added a new Cuban ball player, Yariel Rodriguez, a little swing man for them. How about IKF, Super Util? He's coming to Toronto, and Justin Turner can still swing the bat. Playing in the AL East, making the tour. And like Jimmy said, Votto, Vogue, and Eduardo Escobar, ghosts of Christmas past, trying to make the squad. Who they lost? Interesting. Matt Chapman. He went to the Giants. Ryu said deuces. Going back to the KBO. Highest paid player over there. Knock yourself out. Whit Merrifield played a lot of good ball for them last year. Jordan Hicks, who they got at the deadline. A couple other relievers. Brandon Belt was big for them. So I don't know. The parts out seem a little bigger than the parts in. These Blue Jays, they kind of got this reputation of banging, Trev. The lineup feels a little funky right now.
When you look at the roster, there's just lots of names, and you feel like every single year this team is going to win 100 games. But it hasn't been that way for the Toronto Blue Jays. They're still in the short film genre, not in the movie genre. They're going to get there. That's mean. I shouldn't say that. I like this lineup, and everyone says, you like every single lineup. I do like this lineup. George Springer at the top. Bo Bichette, you know him. I heard some awesome things from old Matty Chapman about Bo Bichette. Probably can't share him here. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., Justin Turner, probably going to be slotted in that DH, middle of that lineup. I like that a lot. Hopefully he plays a little third base too. I want to see LJT diving around, doing it up there in Canada. Alejandro Kirk, your favorite player in the big leagues, Jake. He'll be behind the dish. Dalton Varsho, maybe the best outfielder in baseball. Oh, wait, that's Kevin Kiermaier, who will also be in the lineup. Kevin Biggio, second base, IKF, somewhere slotted in the infield mix there. Then, you know, there's the bench, and there could be some moving parts here as well. Santiago Espinal, Danny Jansen will be catching some. Davis Schneider had a really good year last year. We'll see where he fits in the mix. And then there's some guys that, you know, sign minor league invites and could have an impact on the team. Talking about Joey Votto, Daniel Vogelbach is over there. Another one of your favorite players, Jake. Eddie Escobar, Ernie Clement, all these guys are going to have a role on the team at some point this year, I believe. So the lineup is good. I think the rotation might be better. James, what do they got there in there and the rotation in the pen?
Yeah, rotation was an A plus, maybe even a plus last year. Very solid rotation. As we sit here and talk about this, they have two guys that are dealing with minor injuries. So on the outset, Kevin Gausman, the Goss man, Jose Barrios, Chris Bassett, Yusei Kikuchi, and Alek Manoah were their five. Alek Manoah's got shoulder soreness. Gossman's dealing with a minor injury as well. And they're saying that Bowden Francis would slot in there maybe as the sixth man or take a spot, or Mitch White. They're also building Yariel Rodriguez up as a starter in camp. They have prospect Ricky Tiedemann down in the farm, who's very young, but lights out and had a, I don't know how he's doing this spring. Last spring, he turned heads. Their bullpen also has some big names. Jordan Romano, Eric Swanson, Tim Mayza, Yariel, if they don't build him up. Yimi Garcia. It's a cute name. Chad Green, our old friend. Cabrera, Richards. I like Richards because he's got gray hair. So they got names back there. Currently, one of these guys, who is it, is not, doesn't have the stats they want them to have on MLB The Show. So the bullpen, that was an article I saw. The bullpen is uniting to make MLB The Show correct one of their brethren's stats. It was a fun one. I wish I remembered. Okay, it's Tim Mayza. Received a D overall rating in the show.
Oh.
bullpen's not happy about that. So
shouldn't be.
The boys are banding together to get that.
Yeah, Jordan Romano like and Eric that. Swanson are working to build an awareness campaign and seek justice. So that's fine.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
That's a team.
Where do we start here, boys? Bullpen. You want to go back to the 2023 playoffs when the Twins swept them in the wild card round? No, we don't want to talk about
this. Will be a hated episode by Toronto fans. Three Yankees.
No, I don't even. That was the first time the Twins have won a playoff game in like a zillion years. It's okay. I'm just a little happy about it. I told you guys before the show, I feel like this is a team and a roster that believes in itself. And it believes that there are still improvements coming. There's still better baseball ahead. And really, the only thing to do is to let the season play out and see if that's true, right? I mean, we have some guys here, Vladdy, who like has to go. I don't know if he has to go back to 2021. 2021, when you're one dot in it, 401 OBP, like I don't know if that's who he is. But he's got to... He's got to be in the nine somewhere. He's got to produce for this team. And I think he might be like the guy. Like they go as he goes. Is that wrong?
It's a couple of guys. I mean that's where I kind of teed it up. And when we've talked about this team in the offseason, I think this team has done a whole... We learned who the Blue Jays were. You mentioned Kevin Biggio, like Vladdy Guerrero. We knew these guys' daddies, and they played baseball, and they were good at baseball. And these guys came up, and they were good at baseball. And it's like, okay, here come the baby Jays. Their pitching, I'm a big fan of. I think their bullpen, top to bottom, can go with anyone around baseball. Their rotation last year, you know, it's one of those, we're in this weird generation of baseball where it feels damned if you do, damned if they don't. Like, they had four guys pitch over 167 innings or something like that, and that's, I don't know, in my head, I almost hold that against them a little bit because it's like, damn, that is tough to recreate, yet they're the team that did it, so they should get love for that. But Trev, the lineup... When you say it goes as far as Vladdy, Bo needs to be lumped in there too. And, you know, George Springer obviously deserves some love. But, man, it's so right-handed. And, I don't know, balance just matters. Like, I don't care if your righties can hit righties, which they can. And I don't know. This lineup concerns me a little bit, and there's going to be some guys that get opportunities. Biggio, like you mentioned, they've messed around with his position a lot. He had a nice on-base second half last year that was supposed to be his calling card. So it's going to be, for me, because we can play the, if their starting pitchers get injured, you can play that with any team, right? But for me, the lineup is my biggest concern because I'm wondering from... 5 through 9, who is going to contribute?
I think they've kind of gone with the, okay, let's play like really good defense in the outfield. And hopefully our guys can be average major league hitters, slightly above average major league hitters. You know, Varsho like has the potential to be that, you know, he can be in the 110, you know, OPS plus type guy, but they're going to go catch the ball out there. Springer, Kiermaier, and Varsho out there is daunting. Like it's one of those things where you almost don't want to hit the ball in the air. You do when you're in Toronto because you know the ball is going to carry there a little bit, but anything that's not a homer, you feel like these guys are going to run it down. So that's why I say, like, you know, is Schneider going to be the guy that he showed last year or even close to that? Cause that helps a lot. And then if Vladdy can get back to what he does, I think Bo's been as consistent can be. And then what are we doing at third base? They need the big guys to go because they've pivoted to what they've done in the outfield. They don't have bangers necessarily in the outfield. Like Springer's done it before, but that's the direction that they've chosen to go. So that's why I say like Vladdy's just got to go and almost carry this offense.
There's a lot on the offense that's interesting to me. Like, I like it, and then I'm also, okay. Because I do think there are big pieces that you need. And Vladdy being there needs to happen. Turner replacing kind of like, I know it's a different side of the plate, but what Belt gave them, because that was a lot of pop, and a lot of consistency throughout the year. And I think Justin Turner can do that. I like Justin Turner a lot. It's a top heavy, but lengthy enough lineup for me. Like Kirk is having a real good spring, looks good, can be a big threat. Kiermaier platooning, I don't know. I like that. I'm interested in the defense. They went out and specifically changed the outfield defense from 2022, and it worked. They had a really good outfield defense. When the shift got taken away, they realized, oh, shit, we got to go get some guys. They ran four outfielders more than any other team in the league, and then the shifts, they said, you can't do that anymore. They're like, oh, shit, let's go get Varsho and Kiermaier and get us some like guys that can go get it. But now in the infield, you got three negatives and one positive without Chapman, like, and you got ground ball pitchers. But according to Outs Above Average, Bochet and Vladdy are both minus double digits almost every year in the infield. And then now you got IKF or Turner at third base. So I was just looking up how many balls Chapman ate up for Gausman. He made one error, but the range on the spray chart of outs he made is crazy. So it's like odd to me that they didn't prior, like they are, it's outfield defense, but infield defense is taking a hit. Unless you're just banking on improvements from within.
I think Chapman's a huge loss because of that fact that the ball gets hit to him, it's an out.
Yeah.
And you know that. And, you know, if you play IKF there, maybe that's the case as well. But we're still searching for some offense from this infield, and I don't know if that's going to come from IKF. I'm curious to see how that shakes out, like what they do with that third base spot and like who's actually going to end up lining up there throughout the season. Because typically, yeah, you want your corner guys to go out and bang a little bit, you know, especially if you're not going to be playing banner defense, like you got to go. What do they say, Jake, you know, in the clubhouse, drive in more than you let in.
Drive in right? More than you let in.
Yeah.
You've heard that all your whole life.
Last year, Chapman, Merrifield were positives, outs above average at their position. Vladdy was minus 13. Bichette was minus 3. The year before, he was worse, I guess. And, I mean, DRS hates Bo Bichette. Minus 16 defensive run saves.
It's so interesting, like, the eye test thing for him, too. Like, I've watched him play. I've watched him boot some balls. I've watched him make some interesting plays. But also, I've seen him, like, be super slick out there. Like, can there be just a defensive alignment adjustment for him? Like, hey, man, like, let's play up a little bit. Or let's play back, depending on like what's going on. Like you can tune these defensive metrics up if you're in the right spot.
Blue Jays and fans, a lot of that. Sorry, correct us or me if I'm wrong, which you always think I am, and I could be. When I close my eyes and picture Bo Bichette making a play, it's up the hole, great range, grabs the ball, spins, throws it into the crowd. Or, like, throws it to first, and it's an awesome play. So, to me, it feels like sometimes his range hurts his metrics because his arm might try to complete a play that he should just pocket and limit. But I don't watch him every single day. But, like, it's, like, flashy but not contained.
Maybe he needs to have the pants over the knees again.
Okay.
Pants above the knees could be something, you know. You never know.
Chris Rose, legend, Hall of Famer, old. Mm. You know, they brought in Votto. We'll see if he ends up making the team at some point this year. You know, that happened a week ago, less than a week ago, so we'll see what happens there. He also mentioned Justin Turner, literally like Chris Rose's two guys on Intentional Talk, and two of the most well-respected guys around the league. And this is, I don't know, if you want to start digging, which that's what we do on these TPPs, this team's been looking for some kind of leadership. I think if we're being honest, they fired their manager a couple years ago. Now Schneider's been at the helm. Who's that guy that got fired? Literally like nicest guy in the game.
Charlie Montoya.
And all the Blue Jays were like, yeah, I think we needed a new manager. And it's like, okay, normally you wear it a little more than that. Cause if the guys are bopping, the manager doesn't get fired. That I don't know. I'm interested to see because Vladdy, he gets held to a different standard, and that's because he balled out one year, and his daddy's a Hall of Famer, and he's on the cover of the MLB.
Say it.
The MLB The Show. You don't say the. And I do think it's a little tough because his 2022 is a very nice season. Offense was down that year, so it was a 133 OPS plus, which the rest of the stats don't necessarily scream that. It's a big year for him. He's on the show cover, like, go nuts, dude. Bichette, when he's out there, he leads the league in hits. Defensively, he can make every play, so I don't know if it's concentration over 162. I don't know what it is. But, man, and I will say, the catcher situation, they sneaky love their catchers. Danny Jansen has sneaky been a baller, and you know I love my thick king, Alejandro Kirk. And Dalton Varsho, I said this when he came over because they've been looking for that lefty bat. Changing divisions as a young ball player, and I think we saw some growth of him over the season. This is the big one for him. Like you said, he can, with the way he plays defense, Fangraphs has him projected for 26 and 15. If he can do that as a lefty bat playing the defense he plays, like, this can all come together. Biggio got him base at a 400 clip at the end of the season. Davis Schneider did a Babe Ruth thing for a chunk of last season. So maybe they do have it all figured out. And with that, the top of the rotation that I really like, and, man, the depth of that bullpen, man. Guys like Chad Green and Hennessy Cabrera, who are kind of lining up as their sixth and seventh options right now. Like, those are guys I felt at different times, felt great with them pitching eighth innings. This can really come together, and maybe it's the year, but the thing is, we've been saying maybe it's the year for 3 years now. So that's where the nervousness kicks in, and the division's brutal.
The pitching
like
is...
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to talk about the pitching because we haven't really mentioned that was their calling card last year. I do want to say that I am completely biased when it comes to Bo Bichette. I am in love with his swing. Like, the side angle of Bo Bichette's swing, I think, is the best side angle swing in all of baseball. I've been watching him since he was in high school on Instagram. I think it was his mom's Instagram. Like, I am completely biased when it comes to Bo Bichette. But he's as consistent comes. And I think I want to give you guys an exercise before we get into the pitching. One guy you lock up to be the face of your franchise, Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., go.
Can I see
I'm
this?
Taking Bo Bichette.
Can I see this season?
I mean, Bo Bichette, because you take a shortstop and he can age and go play other places if the skill set's there. Shortstop's pretty valuable.
A thick Bo Bichette getting to like 215, just absolutely dropping nukes.
We're not ready for that. We're not ready for thick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
Yeah.
Toronto's rotation last year had four pitchers make 30 starts. Yusei Kikuchi, Kevin Gausman, Jose Berríos, Chris Bassett. No team in baseball had four pitchers make 30 plus starts. They were steady. The Phillies had three, and the Mariners and Braves had three, I believe. But they had four out of their five make 30 or more starts. 741 innings out of those four dudes. I mean, Kikuchi came in at the lowest with 167, and none of the four had an ERA that started with a four. The highest ERA was 3.86 for Kikuchi. Very, very impressive. Is it repeatable with the state of injuries and stuff? Probably not. But, I mean, I just said only three other teams had three, so even if it's not repeatable, you're getting very close to still, like, top of the league as far as eating innings, getting results from the staff. And if Manoah can come back and give you anything, or you get Tiedemann or some of these young guys to come ball out, this is where they win over a season.
It's actually crazy to look at, like, the game started on their baseball reference page. There's only six guys that really started any games for them. Trevor Richards started three in an opener capacity, and Wes Parsons also started one. Mm. He gave 9 runs in 4 innings. Sorry, Wes. Mm. That's crazy, dude. Do you think the minor leaguers, like the guys that are on the cusp, are like, fuck you guys? Like, can somebody get banged up so I can come have a shot?
Right? Like, Manoah has a tough year, kind of injury-wise, pitching-wise, whatever it was all in. And I don't know. And here's Ryu getting 11 starts. Like, yeah, that's... It is nuts what they did last year, and yeah, it becomes a big, is that repeatable in today's baseball, which I don't know. It just feels unfair. Like, they did it. Bassett's a guy. Barrios has, you know, been in the big leagues for a while. Like, these, Gausman has been so good with them. My goodness. I don't know. I guess I'm, if I'm being honest, I'm, as the more we talk about it, the more I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Jays. I don't know. They've, just because with, when the Rays click, like, they just go nuts. The baby Orioles, like, they went nuts last year. The Yanks are the Yankees. Last year was awful, but then they go out, they get Soto, Stroman, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. I guess a little bit this offseason I was overlooking the Jays. And kind of like we started with, the parts out do seem more than the parts in, that I haven't been too excited for Toronto this year, but they can be so good.
They, I mean, last year, they balled out every single month except for May. They went 11-17 in May. They had a 630 winning percentage in April, a 593 in June, a 583 in July, a 593 in September, a 519 in August. That was their lowest, other than their lowly May. Like, this is a team. I was wondering, like, did they just, like, kind of like sleepwalk through the year and have mediocre months? No, they didn't. Like, they were going. And we, like we talked about, like, this is a team and an organization that really believes in the roster. You know, there's some young guys too that can come up and provide for them. It's just hard to win at the big league level. So, like, there's all these expectations put on this team, this franchise, because we know some of the names and some of these guys have had monster years. But eventually you just have to go and do it. And it's just not that easy. So I think a lot of times we put these crazy expectations I don't know, man. Like, I think this team looks great on paper. Every single year, I think we say that, and they haven't been able to get over the hump, I guess.
I think it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of, well, Belt was really good for them last year, played 103 games, had an OPS plus of 136, and then Chapman is a vacuum at third. So those are parts out. And then you're looking for everyone else to step up. Like, Vladdy should be an 800 OPS guy minimum if he is the guy he is, like, supposed to be. And he was close. He was close last year. But I think you still want, you know, you want to kind of check off 30 home runs, 800 OPS OPS from Vladdy. And then it just, the third base situation just feels like a team. Like, the Blue Jays are very much a team that are competitive and are able to win the division with the pitching staff they have and all the pieces they have. But it's weird for a team like that to just be like, yeah, we got like a platoon at third, three people that we don't know who. Like, that's usually a middling team that has decisions like that. So I think that's one of the sentiments that's just like, oh, this doesn't fit. But maybe we've been harping or thinking on that way too much because IKF's a stud. He just had trouble with the routine ones.
Trev, you remember this from the locker room. You know, we always used to say runs on the board or runs on the board.
Oh my God.
You look at their offensive stats, eighth average, eighth OBP. Runs on the board. They were 14th in runs. Like, I know, again, that's a little like we go to a lot of stats before that. But when you start thinking about teams and you go to like, okay, there's five really awful teams every year. Then there's, you know, three good teams that don't really have offenses. When you get into the good teams of baseball, the Jays being 14th in runs, like, that's, I don't know. And when you point to the Brandon Belts and some other stuff, I don't love that.
They won the team gold glove last year. Like I said, they kind of have pivoted from, like, if they didn't have that outfield.
What does that mean? Is that an official thing or something you just said?
It's an official thing. It's on their baseball reference page. I believe Rawlings now gives
fairly
a team
new.
A team gold glove.
It's only been like 3 or 4 years that it's been
people don't care enough about the gold glove. They're like, well, let's make a team one.
So maybe it's not Yanks all on Vladdy. Like, Vladdy has to do his
Yanks won it once in your face.
There you go. Maybe it's the outfield that has to step up offensively. Like, maybe Dalton Varsho needs to step up. And maybe Kevin Kiermaier needs to step up. Like, you, like, whatever that means for them. Because I'm looking like all the stats, all like the schedule and results page on their baseball reference. First half, 549 winning percentage. Second half, 549 winning percentage. Like, they were positive in blowouts, positive in one-run games, positive in extra innings. Like, it's all there for them. And they made the playoffs.
Oh, so, you know what? Last year, you know how everyone's using merchant these days? They were interleague merchants.
They were 30-16.
30-16 interleague play. 21-31 versus the East. 16-16 versus the West. And then they beat up on your lowly Central, Trev. That's rude of them.
Lowly Central.
That's rude.
Until it counted.
But the Twins got him in October.
Royce Lewis, homers.
Under 500 versus over 500 teams. Ba-dum-bum.
The NBA season is in full swing. And they've got a team in the Great North up there, too. They actually won it all recently.
Is that what you do?
And DraftKings is giving you the no sweat bet. What's that about? It's you place a bet, you hit it, win, boom, bang, bongo. If you miss it, DraftKings will give you a bonus bet back up to $1,000 or of the amount of the original bet. Minimum deposit of $5, and that's with code TALKING. And if sports betting isn't available in your state yet, don't worry. You can still do the daily DraftKings fantasy for your shot to win quiche prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKING. Get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code TALKING only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What's the over-under for this squad?
They did go 3-10 against those baby birds in Baltimore.
Oh, that's fun. The bird rivalry in the East.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good uniform matchup. Like the orange and the beautiful blue they have there. The over-under is set at 86.5, my friends. That comes after they won 89 games last year. So they expect a little bit of regression. And one stat I forgot to mention that I told you guys before, 8.4 war out, 2-point-something war in the offseason additions. So I think that is where the computers are bringing them down a few notches.
I'm going to jump the hump on you guys a little bit, and I'm going to go over.
Jump the hump?
The Blue Jays won, like
never
you
heard
said,
that.
89 games last year. I mean, it kind of feels slotted for the same. Like, I have Vladdy ticking up a little bit. Like, that 21 season was kind of the first year that he got called up. He came in slimmer Vladdy, and he turned it on. This year, like, he's on the show cover. He's what, 25 now? Like, I have...
How's that body looking in spring, do you know?
That's not bad. It's not bad. It's thick. It's thick, but I think Vladdy can play well thick. I like the pitching, and even if, you know, if Tiedemann gets tapped in this year... Or Manoa finds it again. Like, that's a bonus from last year. But I think the Jays are going to be the Jays. They're probably right around 90 wins, and it probably depends on their playoff matchup, if we're being honest.
I'll take the over.
Really talk. You're taking the over? Okay.
I think they're good. They had one bad month last year that kind of ruined them having, like, a really good year. It was May. They're the top six of their offense I like. You just need Vladdy and Turner to go off.
2021, 91 wins. 2022, 92 wins. 2023, 89 wins.
What's Vegas Same know? Team. What's Vegas know, Trev?
What's it feels like a trap. I'll take the under just because. I think it. They're gonna go over, but it does feel a little trappish to me.
That's a trap.
It's a trap. Did I trap myself?
Yeah.
I like this team. I do. I don't think we talked enough about Manoa and, like, what that means and if he can do something. I don't think it's been a great spring for him. I think he's dealing with some stuff as well.
We didn't talk about Ernie Clement at all.
The fall from grace has been, whoa. Like, literally a 2-2 ERA to essentially out of baseball.
Yeah, he'll be back.
How is that? That does not happen normally. That does not happen.
It's a lot of wear and tear. That came up from college quick. Put a little ice on it. We'll see you later.
Gosh, what, I picked the under?
A little trappy.
All right, I'll take the under.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that.
We had it. See ya. Tell us what we missed and how mad you are at everyone. My, Morgado.
Put in parentheses, I think it's going to go over, but I trapped Vegas.
Done.
I'm going to steal this one. Corner infielder, Damiano Palmigiani.
Oh, I had a bunch. Zach Pop is great. Bo Bonds, Chad Dallas, and Devereaux Harrison. Devereaux as a first name with all the X's and vowels. Nuts.
Chad Dallas.
Chad Dallas, porn star name.